Fox Mornings with Nick and Reader.
It's an awkward two-man dance party every day.
So what?
So what? So let's dance.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Chris and Reader with you on Friday morning. It's just getting going. Mm-hmm. And last night, I noticed something.
What's that?
You know when you see like hidden things in logos? Like, for example, in FedEx, there's an arrow.
Oh, okay.
And in the Amazon logo, the smile goes from A to Z or Z.
Oh.
And I noticed one while I was eating some taquitos last night. I live a classy life. What
hey,
can I say?
It's all good.
I've got a strange taquito addiction. I've only just discovered them, and I can't stop eating them, which is not helping my waistline. But anyway, I was getting them from a convenience store, which is open all of the time.
Yes.
7-Eleven. And I was looking at the logo on the box, and my mouth dropped. My jaw dropped. Taquito fell out. Look at that logo. Can you see anything weird? I'm just showing Rita the logo for 7-Eleven.
I can't say that I'm noticing anything in particular.
Look at the N on 11. Looks like a normal N, doesn't it? But then you compare it to all the other letters in 11.
It's a lowercase N, and all the other letters are uppercase.
Yeah. What is going on there?
I don't know.
What's the point?
I'm not sure.
It's no hidden message. Maybe they just ran out of caps lock.
Who knows? That's very random.
Yeah, so I had to buy another taquito to get over the shock and horror in that.
Whatever works.
And a double gulp.
Elon Musk sent his car into space.
Nick and Reader are trying to eat noodles while lying down.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So there was a bit of a big storm south of us yesterday.
Yeah, we were supposed to get, you know, maybe a little more than I think we ended up getting. It just didn't quite hit us the way we were being forecast to. I know it rained out our slow pitch games last night.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We didn't get to get out on the field last night, but that's okay.
I saw in Estevan, they got it pretty bad.
Yeah, they were getting some pretty good hail. They had to actually even shut down the boundary down around there for a little bit.
And I think they got power back at some time in the morning, really early this morning, about 1:45 I saw. And then when it gets to this time of year, you start to get power outages. And in 2018, everything you do needs a computer. It needs your phone.
Pretty much.
So it's really tough to find out what to do during a power outage. Especially, like, because my phone's always at 10%. It's never fully charged. And then when there's no electricity, of course, you can't charge your phone.
That's when you get one of those handy-dandy car lighter chargers.
Yeah, but then you've got to remember
drive around.
You've got to remember to charge that.
Yeah.
If you get one of the... I've got one of the portable chargers. Yeah. It's got, like, 5 days battery on it. Oh, it's okay. Amazing. Never charged.
No?
So I would have to drive around, I suppose.
Ah, we could just take a cell kit and just do the show from in your car.
Yeah, I've been... Board games, that's one thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, board games.
Hey, I will never talk bad about Scrabble. I love me some Scrabble.
I turn it over to the kids' side and play that one, where the words are already spelled out for you. I love that Scrabble. There is one thing that you could probably do when there's no power. Of course, it's a very Chris Ash thing to say. Drink.
Well, yeah.
You know, that or nap. Nap until the power's back.
Or there are other things you could get up to when the power's out.
Yeah?
Sorry. My mind just went there for a second.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Or you could clean the house.
In the dark? No. Because then you'd never know if things are getting clean.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Yeah, leave it dirty, I guess.
Mork and Mindy.
Laverne and Shirley.
Nick and Reader.
All shows.
That's it, really, just two name shows.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Camp season is well upon us now. Camps are setting up, and in a couple of weeks, everyone's going to be heading off to camp. But camps kind of finish when you become an adult. You can't really go to camp anymore unless you work at the camp, and then
I guess, yeah.
That's the only way you can go to camp, really. But there is a camp in Ontario, and they are just setting up for adults. It's grown-up camp.
Really?
Camp activities that people miss doing in a chill environment with probably booze, as it's like adults everywhere.
Ah.
I assume that's what they're saying. It's a summer camp weekend, but you know, with booze, is one of the quotes from the people who set this up.
Hmm. So kind of all the classic activities, horseback riding and canoeing.
With
and
booze.
Arts and crafts.
With booze.
Yeah.
There's some things that are just dangerous just to add booze into it.
Sitting around the campfire.
Booze. That's
pretty much a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Dancing.
Summertime anyway.
Booze.
Yeah.
Archery with booze. That's where it starts to get dangerous. I mean, this is kind of just like going out to the lake anyway, really.
Really, yeah.
But I guess you just do it with a bunch of friends.
Which is really the point anyways, to
I'd definitely
be with friends.
Do this.
Yeah.
I'd definitely do it. Just leave the archery alone.
Yeah.
After you've had booze anyway.
I think so.
Nick loves olives and bran muffins. Reader, on the other hand, enjoys things that are delicious.
Oh, thank goodness.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
So a good weekend if you're a dad, because Father's Day is this weekend.
Yeah.
So hopefully you get everything just done for you. You can just sit around and do nothing. Get some gifts.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's all good. All good. And of course, one of the best things about dads is the jokes they say. I mean, they're awful jokes.
Yeah.
But, like, they're still funny. They still put a smile on my face. Dad jokes are still good. I'm a professional dad joker. Not even a dad yet, so that's a great, great future for me. It's mm-hmm. a good sign. And I'm just thinking there are some really good dad jokes.
Yeah.
There are some really good ones. And I've been looking. There's the classic, isn't there? There's the one where you mention that you're hungry, and then your dad will say something like, "Hi, hungry, I'm dad."
Yes.
There you go. Oh, yeah. That one's a bit more annoying than funny, because if you're hungry, you don't want to hear a joke.
No.
You want to get some food.
You just want food.
Then there's, what does a zombie vegetarian eat?
Hmm.
Grains.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be a good Walking Dead episode. And this is probably one of my favorite dad jokes ever. What's the best part about living in Switzerland?
What's that?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Oh.
Because it is. It's just a plus on the...
Yes.
You've got to love dad jokes. I think dad jokes are okay. They're okay.
And it's one of those things, the older you get, the funnier they get.
Yeah, and they never lose their humor, do
no.
they?
No.
So if you have got any funny dad jokes that you want to share, give us a call right now. 306-783-3699. Dad jokes are the best.
Reader is getting physically fit in 2018.
Yeah.
Nick just wants to stop jiggling when he brushes his teeth.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Chris and Reader with you this morning. The World Cup got underway yesterday, something I care little about. I thought coming to Canada, I could like avoid all soccer. For the most part, I can.
Yeah.
But everyone in the office, everyone outside of the office, keeps asking if I'm watching the World Cup. I'm not sure why. It's probably because of how I sound.
It's the accent.
Yeah, and like, I really don't care about soccer.
I'll care for the both of us.
All right, yeah, fine. You do that. You do that. You can have it. You have it all.
All right.
It just bores me. And the World Cup, I kind of get into the World Cup because it's kind of a bigger game then. But I've still got no interest in it.
Yeah.
I was just reading about it, though. See, I can't avoid it. It cost Russia $11 billion to pull it off. That is a lot of money. Of course, it's coming to Canada in 2026.
Yeah.
We're only getting 10 games out of the 70.
I believe so, yeah.
So,
60 for the States, 10 for Mexico, and 10 for Canada.
So we'll only be paying like a percentage, only a few million.
Still, it'll be cool.
Yeah. I mean, our stadiums are built, so it's okay. That was the big thing in Russia. The stadiums that they were going to house it in weren't built. They spent 6 years building it, $11 billion. And, of course, they had the Winter Olympics back in 14.
In Sochi.
So they've been spending a lot of money on all these world events where people from all the nations come and see the countries. And I think it's okay. Because I think what happens is you're allowed to do anything then if you host these events. Because of Russia, they tried to get Crimea.
Yeah.
They tried to annex it and take it back to Russia. That put them in the doghouse. They got people got angry at them. Then there's also the meddling in the US elections.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is you can host the Winter Olympics, you can host the actual Olympics, you can host the World Cup, and then you can do anything you want in the world. That's you can do a whole load of bad stuff, but you look good because you're hosting these events.
That's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
So I think it's good. I think what we should do is Calgary are looking at trying to get the Olympics.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it, Calgary.
Bring it back.
Take the Olympics. And we've got the World Cup in 2026, 10 games, which means we can probably get out of this trade war. Maybe Trump will just drop it, you know, because once you host all these events, you can do whatever you want.
Get back in the good books.
Nick and Reader will do your yard work.
If you mean sleep in the hammock and grill burgers.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.